This is the stuff we're concerned about. These large cracks.
Clay Murphy manages projects for Macon Bibb County. He's in an 8-foot-high stormwater culvert under a busy intersection. As he sloshes through 3 inches of water, Murphy runs a hand along a jagged crack in the dusty red brick.
So you got seepage that's coming from above. This shouldn't be happening. Every time that seeps, what you're doing is washing away your mortar and everything. It's holding this brick.
Then Murphy points down to brick rubble lying in the water.
What happens is, this happens. You know, stuff starts to fall. So you can see where they've made some repairs and they tried to, some came in by hand and tried to skim it because of some failure before.
The culvert under Hazel and Second Streets gives evidence of Macon Bibb County's failing stormwater drainage system. Murphy says most of us have no idea about the vast system of stormwater pipes.
You're just dealing with an aged issue, and it's nobody sees it, nobody thinks about it until it fails.
It has failed and made for a one-day news story, like the day a sinkhole opened up a year ago on Macon's Vineville Avenue.
Road crews say the sinkhole is 14 feet across and 6 feet deep.
In 2011, Macon Bibb voters approved raising the sales tax by a penny for big-ticket projects. This is known as a SPLOST, or a special project local sales tax. City leaders took $14 million of it and put it towards stormwater fixes. That tax ends in early 2018.
We're going to spend every dime of that in that six-year period and barely scratch the surface.
That's because a downtown development project showed more stormwater deterioration than first thought. Now, last week, Macon Bibb leaders began the process to renew the SPLOST. Murphy says he's going to recommend $30 million from that pot of money for more stormwater repairs. Municipalities across Georgia struggle to pay for stormwater infrastructure. It's part of the reason Georgia gets a D-minus mark for stormwater drainage systems on the American Society of Civil Engineers' most recent report card. Nearly 60 Georgia municipalities have created a more steady stream of money for stormwater infrastructure. They turn their stormwater drainage system into a utility that charges residents and businesses for its use.
I'm Brant D. Keller, and I'm Director of Public Works and Utilities for the City of Griffin.
Keller created the state's first stormwater utility in Griffin.
Trying to get a splash to fund capital projects is one thing, but you got operations, maintenance, and environmental aspects of the stormwater program also.
Macon Bibb's not on the verge of a utility, but it's open to suggestion. Late last year, Macon Bibb leaders wanted a complete assessment of the ailing stormwater system done by the Macon Water Authority.
So what this study does is it identifies the needs of the stormwater management program, and then it also looks at the possibility of how could those needs be addressed?
Water Authority President Tony Rojas says Macon Bibb could consider another option, transfer stormwater oversight to the authority.
Maybe it would make sense for us to be the entity that's just responsible for water.
But for now, Macon Bibb leaders will focus on spending what they have left on stormwater fixes and look to the penny for more money down the line. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon.